Good morning, North Lakes Endocrinology. Katie speaking. Good, thanks. How are you? Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Thomas, where are you? What GP practice are you calling from? Magellan. And sorry, what was the patient's name? MI, was it double Z? Perfect. All right, yeah, just a moment. Doctor, are you still there? All right, dear, just going to try and transfer you through.
Oh, hello, Dr. Vishnu here. Oh, yeah, hello. Good, thanks. How are you? Good? Good. Mitty, is it? Can you just remind me her name? Oh, yeah, Carmel. It's not available. The teriparatide is not available right now. Now the teriparatide was so I gave her in June, so probably she does she still have it? Because for the past 2 months teriparatide has not been available. Yeah, so she's probably is not even on it for a few months now. Yes, it's pretty unlikely that she was on it in October because it was not available. In any case, yes, there would be some change in the parathyroid hormone because it is parathyroid hormone, basically. So that is why I try not to check that. But if there is any suspicion of occult malignancy, that certainly needs to be looked into because teriparatide is contraindicated if they have any solid organ malignancy risk. So I think I did that. Before I commenced her on, there was no risk when I saw her. Just the calcium. Well, that would not really, if it is not that high. How high was the calcium? Yes, it's very mild. So I would probably just keep an eye, repeat that maybe in another 2 months and see where it would be. It does, probably theoretically it does, but not in a clinically significant way. But certainly, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, it is parathyroid hormone. Certainly, the Prolia does increase the parathyroid hormone, but that is by decreasing the calcium level. So that is different.